We are coming off a weekend that had the feel of mid-August instead of mid-September. Yesterday, several record highs were either tied or broken across the Northeast. It's another mild day across our area, though it's not as warm as it was yesterday afternoon, and we are looking at a lot of high clouds that have been streaming in from the southwest through the day, and certainly those clouds have blocked the sun out from time to time. As we work into tonight, we'll see a backdoor cold front drop in from the north. As the front comes by, there's the chance for an isolated shower or two. This front happens to be rather starved of moisture, so I'm not expecting a great deal of rainfall. But we could also see some patches of drizzle, mist, or fog form as we go through the night. And with the clouds coming with that front, overnight low temperatures will be relatively mild for this time of year, running generally in the 50s. And as we work through the next couple of days, a rather large upper-level low will work its way into the area. Right now, it's a disturbance back over the Great Lakes. Eventually, that will form into a closed low and track through the Pennsylvania area late tomorrow into the day on Wednesday. And then later Wednesday, that upper-level low will track near or south of New England. Now, oftentimes, these upper-level lows can bring substantial amounts of rainfall, and frankly, we could use some rainfall across our area. However, this particular upper-level disturbance, an upper-level low, is not going to be associated with a great deal of moisture, so there's not much more than a few showers in the forecast as we work through the next couple of days. The best chance for showers will be from the Capital Region and I-90 corridor on south, as those areas are closer to that upper level low. Temperatures tomorrow will still be relatively comfortable, running mainly in the 60s to around 70 degrees, and temperatures again on Wednesday will be right around the 70 degree mark. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of an isolated shower, some patchy drizzle or fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of an isolated shower, high 65 to 70. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of an isolated shower, some patchy drizzle or fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of isolated showers, high 65 to 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of an isolated shower, low in the middle to upper 50s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of isolated showers, high 65 to 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of an isolated shower, some patchy drizzle or fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of isolated showers, high 65 to 70. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably cloudy, a chance of isolated showers, mainly south, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and on Thursday, partly sunny, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.